Okay, referring back to the Maima of Kimet Sveiz Chamadison's time, what did the Rebbe say in the Maima? The Rebbe says that Yamaisim Mashiach will be greater Nisim than Kriyas Yamsuf, but the difference will be that Yamaisim Mashiach, all the Nisim will be absorbed by Teva. That means that Teva will align itself with all the Nisim, which means that Teva will be able to accomplish anything that can be accomplished by Nes. Then the Rebbe adds that that's not only it, but there's another point. And what is that? Halah Sateva. What do they mean, Halah Sateva? That the Teva on its own accord will reach this stage that it will be able to accomplish everything that Nes can accomplish. What does the Rebbe mean when he says that Teva will be able to reach this stage on its own accord? If Teva will align itself with the nest, and it's going to be on, if it aligns itself with the nest, it's going to be on its own accord. What does it mean? The Rebbe says it. It's going to reach this stage on its own accord. Allah is a Teva. So the Nekuda is, the Rebbe is telling us that Teva will be able to accomplish everything like a nest in Yemei Shemashiach. The reason why the Rebbe is telling this to us, in order we should know that we, in Yemei Shemashiach, will have full significance. Even though there's going to be nisim and flaws, and l'cheira we are people which are mugbil in teva, so l'cheira what will be our significance in Yemei Shemashiach? The Rebbe says, no. Teva is going to be fully functioning, it's going to accomplish everything that the nest is going to function. So therefore we will be, have our full significance, we'll be full partners in the whole scene of Yemei Shemashiach. So the shaila is, how did it help us, to tell us that we're going to be full partners, that we are going to be able to accomplish everything, what can be accomplished by Nes. In our situation today, we don't recognize Teva as such. We don't know, recognize ourselves as such. What is the help of telling us that we're going to be like that in Yemei Shemashiach? It doesn't relate to our situation of today. So that's why the Rebbe tells us, you should know, that we, from our current situation of today, as we are in Teva, we're going to progressively grow and develop within the restrictions of Teva, not going out of Teva. We're going to be in Teva. We're going to reach this stage where we'll be able to accomplish everything that can be accomplished by Nes. So therefore, the Rebbe is actually speaking to us. Very good. What does this mean? This means to say like this. There's a musik in Chassidus. There's a musik of Gvul and Bligvul. Gvul and Bligvul. Okay. Between the two, Gvul and Bligvul, Bligvul is magnificent, and Gvul is very insignificant. It's limited, right? So this is how it goes through the Seder Hishtalshus. Bligvul is always very big, and Gvul is very minute. It says, Chassidus, when it comes to the Eibishter, right, by the Eibishter himself, there's two Kavin Shkulin. There's two equal parallels. What are they? Gvul and Bligvul. What does that mean? That Gvul and Bligvul have, the Eibishter created Gvul, the Eibishter created Bligvul. So just like Bligvul can do anything, Gvul can also do anything. By the Eibishter, they have the same capacity. Chassidus said this about Gvul and Bligvul. Gvul is Elokus of Umar Kalamin. Bligvul is Elokus of Seivu Kalamin. So there's two different Madregas in Elokus. So Chassidus says, you should know that these two different Madregas in Elokus, by the Eibishter, they're all the same. Wonderful. They can do, they achieve the same thing. The Rebbe is taking the same thing and applying it not only to Elokus, but also to the Metzius of Olam Hazeh. Teva l'mayla meteva. Teva is the Metzius of Olam Hazeh as we know it. L'mayla meteva is above us, what we don't know. The Rebbe is telling us that our Teva has the same ability to accomplish anything that l'mayla meteva can accomplish. But nowadays, when are we going to see this full potential? When are we going to see this full potential of Teva? We're going to see it in Yemei Shemashiach. Currently, the way it is, we're in Golis. All the years, all the history till Yemei Shemashiach, Teva has limited capacity. When Yemei Shemashiach is going to come, Teva will reveal its full capacity, and it will be able to achieve anything that a Nes can achieve. Fine. So this is what the Rebbe has told us. Now, the question comes, how do I come to identify, to find within myself? Now, the Rebbe is telling us, the Rebbe is telling us in this Maima, that the Teva, on its own accord, we as we know ourselves, are progressively going to reach this stage, that Teva will be able to achieve anything that can be achieved by Nes. Very nice. How do we come to this Okay, I'm Teva, we are Teva, the Rebbe is speaking about us. How do I bring this out in myself that I should be able to accomplish, I'll be Teva, everything that can be accomplished within us? How do I do it? So here comes the Nekuda, which we've been discussing all before about this Sikha of Achri. The way we come to realize how our Teva can accomplish anything that a Nes can accomplish is by looking backward. What do you mean looking backward? In other words, we cannot bring the Gula. Why? We are in Golas, we're Mugbil, we're limited with Apiteva. Gula is a minor Teva. There's no way that we, on our own accord, can bring the Gula. But the way to do it is another way, by looking backwards. What do you mean looking backwards? That once upon a time, looking backwards, once upon a time when a Yid was in Golus and he was restricted by Goyim and observance of Torah mitzvahs, to tell a Yid, you should know that this Teva, what you see, which is objecting to Torah mitzvahs, this Teva can actually achieve with Torah mitzvahs everything that a Nes can achieve, to tell that a Yid, to a Yid, it was against the reality. Because the Yid will start doing Torah mitzvahs then, in that time of Golus, and start doing things, going around doing Shev mitzvahs Neinoya, or whatever it is, or doing Mifzoyim, he would have got himself into big trouble, right? So those days, what was Teva, how the Yid saw Teva, as something which was limited, was very limited, there's only so much you can do. Now the Rebbe tells us, nowadays, the Teva is not there objecting to Torah mitzvahs. That means there is no goyim there who are obstructing us from keeping Torah mitzvahs. Now, look back. What?
In general, it is.
I'm sorry?
In general, there are goyim.
So I don't know if there's any goyim obstructing Torah mitzvahs. If there are, you can influence. If there are goyim who may have objection to Yidden. But the fact is, remember, the Nakuda is, if Yidden would take the Torah message and bring it out to the Goyim, let's put it in this way, the way the Rebbe says it, that anyone have a Beis Chabad today, which is functioning, doing Mifzoyim, and doing Shav Mitzvah Noach, the Goyim there, that Beis Chabad cannot be driven away. So, today we have the ability to affect Goyim. We have the ability to affect Goyim. Once upon a time, you couldn't. Now, if a Yid does not, when at any point a Yid does not follow through the Rebbe's message or the Torah message, then of course he raises the animosity of the Goyim to himself. But we have the is from there, the limitations we had in the past, we don't have today. And therefore we can get across to the Goyim and manage to overcome any objections that they have. Okay? So it's really all in our court. Now, today that everything is in our court, looking back at the whole, this is the way the Sikha of Akhir, this is what the whole Sikha, we started off with this, we're coming from this Sikha Akhir, where the Rebbe says, the Goyim all along through all the years of Golas had helped you. The Cheder, why the Rebbe say that? It's not the way we recognize Golas in general. And here the Rebbe is telling you, this is what Golas is. It always helped you. Because now you look back now that we have the ability to see how we can do Torah mitzvahs without any objection. We look back with all the tzaros we had from Goyim, but ultimately the Golas led us to this situation. So we see that how Golas brought us to this situation that we can keep Torah mitzvahs. It went through, it was a development, a progressive development through all the years of Golas. What does this tell us? That Teva actually works the Maile Meh Teva. Why? Because look at the Teva of the Holy Spirit. You'll see the Teva went according to the Teva, the situation of Teva, Yidden being that different from all other nations. And they lead a life which is superior to all other nations. They always have the animosity of the Goyim. And therefore, logically speaking, of the Teva, Yidden shouldn't be here today, Achas Shalom. So the fact we see how the country, the Goyim, in a larger picture, brought us, went along with us, and brought us to this stage. So we see the cults always helped us to Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, from this we see that goal, that Teva actually is not limited to the Teva as we usually perceive it. but it has the ability to outdo the regular restrictions of Teva. So therefore, today, by changing our perspective of the past, we come to realize how far are we from this situation that Teva should accomplish everything that is Lamayla Meteva. We're not far from it at all. It was always this way. It was always, the Anahogan in the world was always this way. Just once upon a time, we couldn't be asked for a Yid to identify with it. Now we can identify with it. When you identify with it, you'll be able to implement it. That's more or less. Now let's go to the next point. We won't go to it. Let's go to page 4. Here. So now here's page 4 now. Here, again. So what did it take? We're going back to the same thing. What did it take from our situation today to come and realize this situation we made some share where Teva can accomplish everything? So now let's try and see, let's take this to the very top. How did the Rebbe always describe you made some share? So the made some share is going to happen that everything, all, let's say, the whole Sempti, all the Bata Knesses, all the Eden, all of a sudden going to find themselves in Eretz Yisrael, head of Ein. We're all going to be there one split second, yeah? Mm-hmm. And the Rebbe adds to this, another brother says that all of Peter's generations are going to be there. So here, the Rebbe is giving us the way the Rebbe describes the Mason Sheikh is something that defies anything we could imagine. Right. It's out. The Rebbe is giving a most amazing picture of how the Mason Sheikh, how it's going to be the scholars, the development of the Mason Sheikh. Above all Akbalas, right? How far are we? So now, this whole description the Rebbe says about the Mason Sheikh, based on what the Rebbe tells us, this is all going to go along with Teva. It's going to make natural sense. How far are we from this situation that the way we perceive Teva today, to reach this situation with the Rebbe, how the Rebbe describes Teva, the whole development of Mesem Sheikh, which is going to be up in Teva, which is going to be in agreement with Teva. How far are we from that? Okay, we're very, very far. So, Let's bring out the Nukud that we're not far from it. Why? So let's go here, we're going back here from page number 4, going to 9-5. So there is something we've discussed many times, that what, the way, so far you're fine?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go into this. The way Chassidus always describes Atzmus is, what's the highest description of Atzmus? Atzmus is Shlila Sachil and Shlila Sachlila. What does that mean? He is above any description.
Right.
We are above any description. Hamza Rebbe says that is not Atzmus. Why? Because you're talking about something. You don't know who that being is, but you're talking about a certain being. You're just saying that I have no idea what this being is. If you're talking about a certain being, that is not Atzmus. What is
slower?
What?
Meaning it's slower.
1 second. What is Atzmus? So the Rebbe has it. The Rebbe has these words, Chibur al Hapchim. What do you mean, Chibur al Hapchim? There's no way you can describe Atmos as a certain being. Let's say there's a Maimah. This is Echod. This is Echod, Shem Echod. Then you have Yochid. It's above even Echod, right? So the Rebbe says there's a Maimah. The Rebbe says Echad and Yochid is our highest perception we can have about Atzmus. That's not Atzmus. What is Atzmus? Atzmus is Chibur HaHopchim. What does it mean, Chibur HaHopchim? It means that we, when a Nivra who does not recognize Atzmus and considers himself to be an independent being, he also is Zayvishta. He also is Bemis Alukos. That is Atzmus. When you have the opposing agenda, also the Eibishter. So what is the Eibishter? The Eibishter is that what everything is him. So there's no description here. You're just taking him. He's just what. So there's no description. He's Chibur HaHopchim. Okay. That is what we're discussing. In other words, it needs no description. It means everything is the Eibishter. That's what it is.
Right.
In other words, when you say the Eibishter is you are saying that nothing has any value by the Eibishter. Everything is insignificant. It's only him. When you say the Eibishter is Chibur HaHopchim, you're saying, no, there's many things. Everything is here. But that what it is really the Eibishter. You're giving legitimacy to
everything. Same thing.
It's like saying, what do you mean? It's saying, well, logically speaking, the same thing. If you're saying nothing else, or you're saying everything else, logically speaking, but when you're talking about, when you go the reality, When you say the Einod Mavada, you vada mean I'm not going to be there anymore. So where about me? I'm not there. So that logic, Apisecha makes no difference. Apisecha makes no difference. The whole thing is to address us. Where am I going to be when you see the Eidrisha? The way we always understood it, when we see the Eidrisha, I'm not there anymore. I'm bottle. The Rebbe says, no, you're there. You're just going to recognize that you're... So it's just giving legitimacy to our existence. Okay? Yeah. Fine. So now, here we have this on line 5 to 8. Here the Rebbe is talking about the Neshama. The Neshama Lamayla, the Neshama Abab. So now it says that the fact that you didn't have Bechira, where did this Koyach Bechira come from? It comes from the Shedesh of the Neshama. I mean, Bechira is a very high Koyach. It comes from the Shedesh, from the very, very high above in there in the Neshama. Nevertheless, so this, nevertheless, it says, and says, this is in the Kveid Malchus, Sotofri Samach, etc., etc. It says that even though the Koyach Bechira comes from the Neshama above, the Neshama Bab does not need Bechira. The Neshama itself does not need Bechira. Why? Because the Neshama attachment to the Eibishter is not out of choice. It's a natural attachment, right? Mm-hmm. So where does the Bechira really come to play? Only in Olam Hazeh. So the Shailish of the Bechira is very high. But where the act of Bechira? Only in Olam Hazeh. Very good.
Technically, what was said there is
what?
By the Neshama.
Huh?
But we did learn before that there is also by the Neshama.
Oh, very good. So now come to the Rebbe says, no, the Rebbe says, no, the shleimus of the chibur, of the neshama with the Eibishter, the true connection of the neshama with the Eibishter is dafka through Bechira. What does that mean? Because why did the Rebbe say this? Because the Rebbe is following the same thinking, that the shleimus of the Eibishter is not that he is the most abstract being, which we can't understand. No, that he is the opposition to him is also him. So therefore, when the same thing, the shleim is, what's the connection of the neshama? The connection of the neshama is as a dependent entity choosing to recognize the Eibishter. So again, it's always the chibur of two opposites, right? And that is where they should, okay. That is what the Rebbe says about the neshama. Now let's go to Matan Torah. Did we do Matan Torah last week?
No.
I thought it's okay. Now comes the Matan Torah. Here the Rebbe is saying Matan Torah. Here we have Matan Torah, we had the scholars of the Eibishter scholars. Where's the scholars of Atzmus? We always know the scholars of Atzmus is by Matan Torah, right? Everyone knows it. How do we usually understand the scholars of Atzmus and Matan Torah? So it says, the Moshe Chazal say that every time every dibur, and it said, Hashem said, "Anich Hashem lekecha." Porch neshmosam. The Yidden have kolos nefesh. So that was the expression. The gil of the Eibishter sort of absorbed all the nefoshes of the Yidden. Right now, why did the Yidden have kolos nefesh by Matan Torah? So it's very obvious. When you see the Eibishter, you have kolos nefesh. Right? Says the Rebbe here. No, that's not why they have kolos nefesh. What did the Rebbe say? It's in line 12 to 14. They had Kolos Nefesh because they chose to, they committed themselves to do what Hashem wants with such force, with such chayis. They chose with such determination. From their firm determination, they had Kolos Nefesh. Right? So what are the, now, so here we see the same thinking. The Rebbe says, where is the greatest expression of Gilui Elokus? Not in the fact that I cleave to the Eibishter, that I lose myself and only feel the Eibishter. No, that I choose independently to commit myself to the Eibishter as a separate materials. It's coming always from
you.
Me. So now, the same thing the Rebbe says by the Gula. So what happens here, like with this? So you have always let's go back. The way we always speak about the Elokus, we speak about the Elokus being everything, and what is our involvement with the Elokus in the fact that we're insignificant. So that would be the Neshama. What's the Neshama's association with the Elokus? That it naturally connected to the Eibishter. The Rebbe says, no, it's not naturally connected. That is not the strongest connection of the Neshama to the Elokus. The strongest connection of the Neshama is that it chooses to be connected to the Eibishter. The same thing, Matan Taylor, what was the, why did that Kolos Nefesh? Because it shows he committed himself to the Eibishter. So what it means basically is that we always consider Lakus, and Lakus being everything, and we're being insignificant, so we're automatically absorbed by Lakus. That's one way. And the Rebbe, the way the Rebbe always puts it, that there's two shutzim, equal partners. What are the two shutzim? One shutzim is Eibishter, and one shutzim is us. So, but the Neshama Lamaila, there's two equal partners. The Neshama chooses to attach itself with Eibishter. The same thing, Matan Torah. Then it chose, because they're equal shutzim. Now, Matan Torah, we know, is always Milmaila Lamata. We were always affected by above. One second. Matan Torah comes from a mile of matter. How does it fit in with this, with the Rebbe saying that the Neshama chose, committed itself to the Eibishter L'cheira, it was all coming from above. But based on the Rebbe's Mahalach, that everything is always two equal partners, so even Matan Torah has to come from us. So what's the difference of Matan Torah? Why is Matan Torah considered to be a mile of matter? Because the reason why the Yidin chose is they were prompted by things which happened to Mamayla. What do they mean? It was prompted by things which happened to Mamayla. Just look at what happened to Matan Torah. They were in a midbar. They were away from, they had nothing to do with the whole world. They just had Kriyas Yamsuf beforehand. They had counted 49 days. Here they heard Hashem's voice. So this whole thing prompted them to choose to commit themselves to the Eibishter. So it always came from the choice of the Yidden. The Gili of the where were the greatest Gili of the course? What, I'm sorry?
When you have the Har standing over the Jews.
Whatever! Okay. It was, what? So in every situation, the build-up may have been Milamila. But remember, when you consider the Yid as being only secondary to the Eibishter, being insignificant, so you give all the credit to Milamila. It all came from Milamila. When the Rebbe says the Yidden and the Eibishter two shutim, it's always coming, it always has to have, the, always need the independent involvement of the Yid. The Yid choosing to be one. But, it's prompted by Lamaila. But Matan Torah was prompted by Lamaila. Why? Could he have the Har, let's say? All the different things, they're all prompted. But what were the actual revelation of Atzmus in the Yid choosing to commit himself to the Eibishter? That is, why that is the revelation of Atzmus? The revelation of Atzmus is not in the Gil of Eibishter himself as a separate being. In the Gil of the Chibur of two Hopkin, the Chibur that the opposing agenda, the second agenda also identifies with Elokos. And what is that? Through the Bechir of Yidin. Okay. Now let's go.
It was forceful.
How did it work with that? Are you talking about Hargigigas? Okay, so I don't know the answer to that. So let's go follow the Sikha here where it's not talking about Hargigigas, it's talking about Parak Nishmasam. Hargigigas was Lachera forceful. So let's leave that out for a moment, okay? So now let's go to Yemayis Mashiach. So the same thing, so now, once we realize that the Gila, once we have this whole thing over of the Rebbe, that the Gila Atzmus in Chibur is Chibur HaHopchim, the opposing agenda also identifies as Elokus. So where is going to be the Gila of Yemayis Mashiach? Also, when the opposing agenda will identify with Elokus. What does that mean? That we, Nivroim, we Yidden here in Olam Hazeh, which we are, feel ourselves a dependent entity, are going to choose to do everything what the Eibishter wants. That we're going to, in better words, we're going to come to recognize that the Eibishter has given us the ability to do everything what he wants. The moment we all come to recognize, we choose to recognize that there is nothing there standing in our way from observing Torah mitzvahs, and therefore we can just grow and increase in Torah mitzvahs, that choice to recognize that we can do Torah mitzvahs, that is the same revelation as Matan Torah. That is Gilui Atzmus. So what does it require to have Gilui Atzmus now, the Gilui Yemayis Mashiach? That every year, just a repetition of Matan Torah. But Matan Torah, my Matan Torah is all staged from above. Here is not staged from above. We have to individually identify with the situation and realize that there is nothing preventing us. When all Yidden identify with that, you have again, Matan Torah, the Gilui of Atzmus. Why is that the Gilev Atmus? Let's understand it in our level. When we will be able to get all Yidden identified that there is nothing standing in our way to observe Torah mitzvahs, and we just have to want every Yidden in the world, and now you have Yidden is dispersed everywhere, and every, in the Rebbe says in this sitter, you have different Yidden in different countries living according to different styles. For us to impact every Yid, you can be sure you will be inspired with such commitment, that will be Gilui Atzmus. Okay? So instead of looking at Gilui Atzmus above, where is Gilui Atzmus? In the Bechira of Yidden. Okay, that'll be basically, I'll leave it there, okay?
Alright.
Okay. Let me just get